There's been a whole lot of talk about trust in government, the lack of it, and what impact it has on social cohesion. Frankly, I find this all a bit overblown because, let's face it, we are a robust democracy and the ultimate answer rests with you and me. If you don't trust them, vote the bastards out. Across a swathe of issues, Team Ardern has burnt a lot of people's trust and confidence. And I think one of the biggest specimens would have to be Three Waters reforms. I seriously believe the government's entire handling of this reform process has been dishonest, duplicitous, and disreputable. They have not played with a straight bat. The co-governance agenda anchors this entire asset grab. And how can you trust this government's intentions on Three Waters when their engagement period with councils was a barefaced sham? Nanaia Mahuta's default position was clearly baked in and predetermined, these four regional entities. She wanted them come hell or high water. And let's not forget the betrayal. Nanaia initially reassured councils that opting in to the reform model was voluntary. Come October, mandatory. The steel was on. Curiously, the enabling legislation to authorise this ram raid on council balance sheets was set to be introduced into Parliament this week. You will recall on Thursday, it was pulled and it's been parked up until March. Now, Mahuta would have you believe she wants to give her working group time to fine-tune the governance arrangements. But I reckon the government's spooked. They don't want to give Luxon some free and easy oxygen on this issue. They have finally woken up to the fact that in the eyes of many, this is state-sanctioned theft of council assets. So kick it into March and reassess the battle plan. Tomorrow, though, a major campaign is being launched at Parliament by over 20 councils. They have ponied up and they are planning to promote far more viable reform models than Labor's four-entity monster. Mahuta would have you believe over 30 models were looked at. Remember that? But only one, this four-eyed monster, has ever seen the light of day, was ever put before councils. It was predetermined. The fact they have now parked up their legislation suggests to me the penny has dropped and they are running scared.